Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
All right, what's going on? It's episode 2 of Racing Radio. No Kevin today. Just how do you think episode 1 went a little bit? Any critiques? Any things you liked? It's obviously going to be a little clunky talking about something for the first time on a podcast.
Yeah, especially because we're not really like specialists at it. I had no idea we were going live for this. I thought we were going to record this and then put it out. So that's one mistake. Let's communicate whether we're going to be live or not. No, but I thought it was good. I mean, this is the goal of this is kind of just
again, this is the roots of podcasting. Just a couple white guys talking about the things they like.
Let's spend 35 minutes talking about a race that both of us watched and. Odds are we'd be talking instead of talking to our Talking Giants Patreon about it. Let's just talk about it on a public forum.
Yeah. So, and I don't even want to promote it that much really until we get like a flow for it. So, it'd be nice to get like 1,000 per episode, like, but that could be a little unrealistic too. It's nice to like root for those goals. We're now, imagine if, you know, Talking Giants didn't have 1,000 in like the first 10 minutes, that would
suck. We would be fired.
Yeah, we would be fired.
Literally be fired from our jobs.
I also realized, like, I can't listen to podcasts before we record because I caught myself, like, talking about the same things that, like, they talked about on Jeff Gluck and Jordan Bianchi's podcast, like the Byron Superstar thing. So I'm not going to do that. But today we're doing our playoff picks. So we're going to go round by round. So I put together a point system. So this is the first Justin's hearing of it. And we have to figure out some type of bet on it. So if you get people right that go to the first round, 1 point, right? Second round, 2 points. Third round, 3 points. The final four points. And if you correctly predict the champion, you get 7 points.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
So we're going to go from bottom to top. So you're not last four in, but the first four, not the first four that didn't make the playoffs, but the
first four out.
Yeah, who will end up being 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. So there's got to be one winner in there that's not chalk. Who is that for you?
One winner that's not chalk. Do you want to? I'll just give you my first four out.
Yeah. Well, so Eric Jones. I think Eric Jones is going to get a win.
Yeah. Nice.
At some point, like he's. You know, there's times where he's running the top five. I do think them going to Toyota is helping. I think Jimmy Johnson's involvement is going to help a lot. I think Eric Jones, who's won before with, you know, both teams. I think
he got kind of ragged out of a kind of stolen. He was a Gibbs vehicle. Like he was a Gibbs guy all through like the minor leagues. And then I think he between Christopher Bell and Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin still lasted and still here. If he's Gibbs, I'm like, he's going to be really, really good. And then Christopher Bell got in that seat first for Gibbs. I think the fact that he's not in like one of those top cars, like I think he's a really good driver. So I actually really like that pick. Do you know what engines they're running? You know what equipment they're running under Toyota now? Is it Gibbs parts?
I don't know.
We got to check in on that. We got to check in on that. What engines and what parts they're using or if they're building their own, which I highly doubt, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think Jimmy Johnson running 9 races this year actually will help.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll have the 23XI like bump, but I don't think they're that far away from having that, you know, getting to be a tier one team. So Eric Jones was mine. I have him finishing 15th, though. Is there someone out of that first four that you think it would be like your shocker? Not shocker, but surprise pick.
I mean, I have Daniel Suarez as the last guy in, and then he's part of the first four out. How about this? We'll start off with this. Is there anybody that you left out that was a dark horse that you left out of the playoffs that you think is like they could obviously make it?
Chris Buescher, because, you know, now he won 3 races before the playoffs last year, but you look at those, Keselowski was actually running better than him majority of the time. And you know, sometimes I think Keselowski ends up getting a couple wins and maybe those wins are essentially taken away from Buescher. And then like someone's got to get unlucky with some wrecks and they were so consistent that they would have pointed in anyways. But I put Chris Buescher as that. Let's see. I have all the Gibbs guys in.
We're going to be very different on our opinions of Buescher. You know, if you go by the Winston Cup standings, which I know you love, right?
Yeah, I follow that page.
Chris Buescher was third last year. So it's
I know, but they were consistent and they didn't have any wrecks.
Right.
So if he doesn't get any wind and he gets a few wrecks,
yeah.
You know, I think he finished what, like 22nd or something at Daytona.
So I had him, I have him in the playoffs, and you're gonna be kind of shocked where I have him. I have, let's see, as the dark horse is out, I don't have Bubba making it.
So I have Bubba in my the first four, you know, 13 to 16. He pointed in last year. I think he's gonna like I think 23XI is gonna be really good, and Bubba's maybe making the playoffs did a little bit for his confidence and let him, you know, be a little more free. So let's just say our four.
I think he's too much in his head anyway.
Yeah, he is. But I think making the playoffs helped him and even getting to the second round. So I got Bubba Wallace, Ty Gibbs, Erik Jones, and then Alex Bowman. As much as I cannot stand Alex Bowman, as long as he doesn't get injured again, I think we'll be good.
All right, my first four out. Ryan Blaney, Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, and Chase Elliott.
I have two of those guys going out in the next four.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Suarez wins at like Sonoma or a road course?
I think he could win on an oval. Like I think he's closer to winning on an oval and putting a full race together start to finish than Bubba Wallace. Even though I view those two drivers as very similar right now. Like I'm rooting for both of them to do well this year.
Okay.
And I think Suarez is closer.
So you have Bubba out. Is there anybody else out that you had that was kind of surprising?
No, not really. Bubba, but I mean, Erik Jones I had out, and I actually kind of listed that as a surprise because I do think he can win a race this year, but it's just about putting together something from start to finish, right? Dude, any Stort Haas racing driver?
I don't have any of them.
No, isn't that kind of wild? Briscoe made the chase 2 years ago because he won a race.
He won the Bristol Dirt, and that's not there anymore.
Yeah. I think Josh Berry could have a good year. I think Noah Gragson could surprise too.
Now but that rookies just don't win equipment. Anymore, which is whenever we interview someone, maybe we'll have Toronto on next week. And I want to ask them, why don't rookies win anymore?
Yeah, it's tough.
They used to win. Like all the best drivers won as rookies. And they just don't win anymore. Unless it's, you know, Talladega or Daytona. Okay. So, Bubba Wallace, Ty Gibbs, Erik Jones, Alex Bowman are mine. What are yours?
And then my first four out, Ryan Blaney, yeah. Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott.
Okay. Do you have that written down on the doc so we can revisit it at some point? Okay. Because we got to keep track of points. All right. My next four, so that finishing 9th to 12th, I got Ryan Blaney. You know, he was really strong in the chase last year. Maybe doesn't have that same success. Chase Elliott is my like guy I'm watching this year because obviously last year went horrible in every way possible, but he was the regular season champ the year before. And now you have like we talk about William Byron rising. Kyle Larson's obviously going to be really good. Like this is like I feel like it's a pivotal year for Chase Elliott.
Yeah, it's huge because especially when you have Byron on the rise and Larson being as good as he is, like Chase Elliott. You know, NASCAR's most popular driver could literally be left in the dust within his own team. I'd be interested, like, if he doesn't have a good start to the year, I wonder if that's a candidate for making like an in-season move with like a crew chief. And if you see something like that happening, like in season, usually things aren't very good. Yeah. So I had Chase Elliott out as my first four, and I'm not even fully confident. Like, I think he's going to make the playoffs. Like, I think all these Hendrick guys are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, as long as they don't get injured, they'll make the playoffs.
Injured or, you know, but you got to be careful with DNFs. And I know Chase and Kyle Larson get a little reckless sometimes with the DNFs.
But Larson will win races, so it doesn't
matter. Right, and in this playoff format, all you need to do is win races, kind of, to make it.
Yeah. So my four, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch. See how can RCR like be consistently good, and then Martin Truex Jr. He finished last year really badly.
Yeah,
but you know he'll at least show up half the time. So I those are my four for 9 to 12.
Yeah, my next four out. I kind of have like the vet group with one really young guy, Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs. So I think has a
ooh
I think
Ty Gibbs getting to the second round. I like that.
Yeah. And then Brad Keselowski.
He's talented.
Yes.
I think Ty Gibbs is like really talented.
Yeah.
And I know he's annoying and like a little, you know, pissant sometimes, but he's, I actually think he's going to be really good, and then he's going to be in good equipment consistently.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be. It'll be interesting to see what happens once he like can consistently run well. How much of what we saw from him in the past starts to come to come to the light of?
Yeah, like, sometimes drivers get a win, and then it's like, all right, you know, you saw Chris Buescher got like that one win, and then it's like, all right, catapulted him to a really strong season. If depending, well, I just want to
see how like how much everyone will hate him if he can like go back to spinning for wins and shit talking and all.
He's
that.
Calmed down on that. Like he had a
but
really
he hasn't been good in the Cup. You see, he had some issues with the Xfinity last year.
Yeah,
you know.
He had a tame rookie year.
Yeah, once he gets some confidence, if like he gets to this round, like it's at the end of the day, it's kind of who he is.
Yeah.
So go ahead. So, who was your last one?
Next four out, I have Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, and then I have Brad Keselowski.
Makes sense. But I think I'm really hoping Brad Keselowski has a big year. Next four, I did put William Byron in it. So I'm kind of going for like go bigger but go home for my championship four. I got William Byron, Christopher Bell. I don't love Bell. Like they sat on the pole so much, they had so many good cars, and he ended up screwing it like consistently.
Yeah.
And I know he's won races to get into the final four the last 2 years, but I don't know. Like he should have won Chicago, ended up wrecking out of that. There were so many times where he had like probably the best car. And then just ended up spinning or wrecking.
That could also be an argument for the other way around, though, because I think Bell's a really talented driver, and I think he's going to learn from those. I think he's going to learn from those missed opportunities.
That's true. I mean, I do have him in the final eight, so I have Reddick, Bell, Byron, and Joey Logano.
My next four out in my final eight. So my 8-4. I have Ross Chastain. I have Kyle Busch, even though I hate that. I want Kyle Busch to win the championship so bad. I also want Ross to win it. I have Kyle Larson, and I have Christopher Bell.
You don't think Kyle Larson makes the final four?
No, because I think him getting a little reckless with DNFs and not being able to finish, I think this might be the year where it bites him in the ass.
A refocus year for him.
Maybe, because I mean that was really it last year. Where if you look at the I like referring to the Winston Cup standings last year. Kyle Larson was sixth, and he was 418 points behind the leader, despite having 15 top fives and 18 top tens. So if he's finishing in the top 10, he's most likely finishing in the top five with four wins and being sixth, and Truex finished in front of him by almost 100 points. You know, he had a lot of DNFs, and I think that kind of aggressive type of racing style, which you can do that in today's Cup. You can do that in today's NASCAR, where, all right, I'm going to go for the win, and you get so much benefits from winning and stage points and being aggressive when it's needed. But I think of the playoffs in that round, I think Dega's in that round too, right? In that kind of third round.
Yeah.
If you don't finish that race.
Or the second round.
If you don't finish that race, I think the Roval's also in there too. If you don't finish one of those races, that odds are maybe you can wreck by being aggressive, then you're done. And I think that may bite Kyle Larson.
I'm really excited to see him in the Indy 500. Like, obviously he's not going to win. But I feel like he can do just as well as anyone that's done the double. Like, who's guys? I know Tony Stewart did it. Robbie Gordon did it.
Do it a couple years ago?
Yeah, Kurt Busch. I think it was like more than a couple, but Kurt Busch did do it. I'm trying to think of who else did
it. Danica should have done it. Never did.
Coke 600 double. Let's see. I'm going to look that up right now.
Look it up.
Double duty. Oh, it has its own Wikipedia page. Double duty. Come on, where are you?
Yeah, man.
20. Let's see. So Kurt Busch did it in 2014.
Yep.
Robbie Gordon, Davy Jones, and John. Okay, so we did pretty good. We only missed Davy Jones and John Andretti. You know, we have a John Andretti theme park in Melbourne, Florida.
Whoa.
It's just a go-kart track with like mini golf and laser tag and stuff.
Love that. Who's your final four?
My final four, Brad Keselowski. Maybe this is just hopeful. I know it's a hard road for him, Brad Keselowski. Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin. And I'm saying screw it. I'm going big or going home. I think Ross Chastain wins a damn championship.
You don't have Kyle Busch making the playoffs?
No, I have him in the 9-12.
Oh, got it. Do you think Ross Chastain
winning the championship? this is obviously a little biased and induced, but he did win at Phoenix last year. And he made the Final Four the year before. And I think that team has so much momentum with the new sponsors. They're another year of experience. Just basically get rid of that lull that you had after Darlington last year. Which, if there's ever a time where I wanted to have a NASCAR podcast, was last year after Darlington when Chastain fucked up. He wrecked himself in Larson. And then Hendrick is like, you know, you got to chill out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm listening to all these NASCAR podcasts, and they're like, he's got to chill. You know, he hasn't won races because they didn't want to race that year. I think he was first in the point, like in the regular point standings at that point. Like, he was having a great year. He just hadn't put together the win. He was winning stages, and it made me so mad. And like, Justin Marks talked with him and all that shit. And then he had a lull. I don't know if that's the reason why, but it made me so mad that people were acting like that wasn't working because he hadn't won a race in the first, I don't know, 11 races of the year or whatever it was. So get rid of that lull. Keep it clean in the playoffs and get your ass in there. And Ross Chastain, who won at Phoenix last year, is going to win at Phoenix again and win a championship.
Also, like, people acting like, going back to last year, people acting like Trackhouse still isn't a young team, a small team that usually it takes like 5 years for these really small teams to even establish anything. And even after 5 years, like, how long has Colic been around for? Still, Furniture Row eventually merged with Joe Gibbs and basically just be a Toyota vehicle, and they wound up leaving anyway. But it usually takes these teams like 5 years, and Trackhouse, I feel like, has done it much quicker than 5 years, being relevant, like championship relevant.
And I think him winning at Nashville and Phoenix was big, because obviously his two wins before were the road course at COTA, where they were just beating and banging on each other, and then Talladega, where I think it was Larson ran up into I can't remember who. So obviously those aren't like the wins that they were in Nashville, Phoenix. Also, you know what race? I'm super interested in Phoenix, even though I don't really like watching the races there. The Fords, that's been like their track, right? They haven't been good on mile and a half or any, like, but Phoenix has been it. I'm so interested to see how the move to the Dark Horse Mustang affects them at Phoenix, because even though they haven't been dumped, they've won back-to-back championships because Penske's been so good at Phoenix. So it'll be interesting to see if, like, that's where Kevin Harvick almost got a win last year. It'll be interesting to see how good they are at Phoenix this year.
My Final Four. I don't even know if I have a champion picked out yet. I have my champion picked out. My Final Four, I'm going William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Chris Buescher.
Who are you picking? You got to give the championship to Denny Hamlin then.
I'm giving it to Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick. So 23 XI.
It's 2311. Why do you keep saying XI?
I don't know. It's just because it's that's how it looks. 23 XI. 2311. It's like when, you know, Donald Trump read the Bible and he's like, 2 Corinthians. It's like, no, it's 2 Corinthians, Donald Trump.
Yeah, 2311. This is their like fourth year, I think. Reddick's second year there. Reddick made a dirty move. He was really
good last year, but I actually like Reddick. But Darlington last year, Reddick, and then basically robbing Kevin Harvick of a final win, maybe.
And he also robbed Richard Childress of another year of quality driving, but it broke Kyle Busch there. I think Reddick's going to put it together. Second year there. Really started to kind of put it together towards the latter part of last year. Went further in the playoffs than I thought that he would. I think 2311 has got it going on, and I think they really want to get it going for Bubba, but I think it's really cooking for Tyler Reddick, and especially
he's on the wrecks a lot too.
He
didn't even finish top 10 in the Winston Cup point standings.
You're right, and I've been referencing that this entire time. Where did he
won? He won two races last year. He won COTA. And then what was the one? It was during Giants season, so it's not fresh in my head.
Yeah, 10 top fives, though.
That is good. That's really
matches
good.
Matches Ross Chastain, matches Christopher Bell, and the best was 15th. William Byron and Kyle Larson led top fives and with 15 last year. But I think he puts it together. And the one thing that Ryan Blaney showed last year, it's not just about, you know, having a consistent 36-week season, 36-race season. It's about getting hot at the right time. That's Blaney did not have like a great season last year by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, it was kind of underwhelming until he won at the Coke 600 at Charlotte. That was a Monday race. Didn't even get to stay for it. And I think it's about getting hot at the right time, and Tyler Reddick, I think, can do that. Boom. Champion this year.
Okay. So I have Ross Chastain. I don't think there's any other podcast that their duo is picking Ross Chastain and Tyler Reddick to win the championship. But if one of us is right, we get to look back, and that's some good clout for the pod, and we'll be well established at that point.
Guarantee if we put $10 on both.
I feel like we got to like bet like some type of, I don't know. You just want to bet $20 on who ends up winning this?
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll just bet $20 is simple enough.
Love that.
Or maybe we could fit it somewhere around the Giants. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Comment below. We got to get the algorithm working for people to see these. So comment your four champion, championship four, and your champion. And then also comment what we should bet. Rookie of the year: Carson Hove, Savard, Zane Smith, and Josh Berry.
Josh Berry, just the best equipment. I think he'll finish the most races. You're going Zane Smith.
I like Zane Smith the most, but Kosovar. I'll go Zane Smith. He had a good finish at Daytona, and Josevar wrecked out. You know, maybe that'll be indicative of how things go.
Out of the three, Josevar is the one that I'm rooting for the most, though, because I think he has the personality that's best. And when the fact that in the truck series he like literally almost broke his leg and then he was back like a week later, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan too. Obviously, he gets himself in trouble a little bit, but you know what? That's what happened.
The sport needs that.
Yeah. You go Josevar. Oh, no, you went Josh Berry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I typed in Carson Josevar. I'm just going to stick with Carson Josevar.
Oh, wow. Truly. Change it.
I'm rooting for Zane Smith, though. One other cup question before we pick our Xfinity and truck champions, which everyone's been. Does Jimmy Johnson get a top 10 this year? So he has eight more races to do it.
It's kind of crazy that Junior. It was Junior, I think, on his podcast, and he was talking with, I don't think he was talking with Hamlin, but I remember he was.
It was Harvick.
They were like, "Why is he racing?" which is kind of crazy. They were surprised that Jimmy is still racing and racing this much and taking on more races. Hearing that from them, which usually they're pretty like, "Oh, you know, you do what you want, power to the drivers and stuff like that." The fact that they were like, "Why is he racing?" Kind of crazy. So no, I think it's going to be Jimmy's barely finished a race running in the 84.
He hasn't finished one on the, I get he finished Daytona. He hasn't finished one on the lead lap.
It's crazy.
Because what road course was it? Maybe it was COTA where he just like something broke on like the first lap.
Yeah.
Didn't finish Daytona, but he was running decent. And then, but Charlotte, he was putting up good times. So well, I'm just going to say yes because I want that to be true.
I want it to happen too.
I don't think you care about the Xfinity or the truck series like I do. Like, I love watching the trucks. Xfinity champion, I'm going to go Sheldon Creed. He's in the 18.
Mm-hmm. He's got something to prove.
3 second place races in a row. So ran second at the two, you know, tracks for the playoffs. Could have won the championship last year if, you know, they don't have all that fucking chaos on the last lap with him and Austin Hill that led to that, you know, ugly breakup. And then trucks, I'm going boring. I'm going Corey Heim.
Xfinity, I'm going Xfinity, I want to go AJ Allmendinger.
But he's that makes a lot of sense.
But he's not going to.
He's won like a third of the Xfinity races he's ever raced, which is kind of funny.
I'm really mad he's not running the full schedule in Cup. They're doing an alternate driver schedule in the 16.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just bored of Allmendinger in the Cup. So anytime there's like a new,
I like that team though. That team is fun.
Yeah, he'll win. You know, he won Charlotte Roval last year.
I would stick him for the playoffs.
If you've been in the Cup for a long time. And you're just not it. Like, I want someone new in there. Like, when the Eric Almirola rumors were starting, I was like, please, let him retire so we can get someone in. Like, so now I'm excited. I'm excited for the 10 team. Where last year I was rooting against the 10 because I was like, I just don't want this, you know, this dude winning. Which I've actually seen Eric Almirola win a race. Which
wow. Not a lot of people could say that.
In the 43. I think he's won two races before, so I was there. I actually started keeping track of the races I've been at. And my, like, people I've seen win, it's probably, like, the highest percentage of wins per races won for any fan. Yeah. So I've been to Eric Almirola, not counting the Bud Shootout or Sprint Unlimited. Eric Almirola, Ricky Stenhouse, and Shane Van Gisbergen for the three cup races, three points paying cup races I've been to.
Right on.
So that's, I mean, I'm three for five, I think, because Ricky Stenhouse only has two wins, and I think Eric Almirola. So I'm three. Out of those three drivers, five combined wins, I've seen three of them.
I want to go AJ Allmendinger in the Xfinity, but I'm going to go Cole Custer.
Oh, in the Xfinity
series.
Back to back.
And a dark horse is Sammy Smith. I really like Sammy Smith. Basically, if you race the number eight, I like you.
Fair.
And then the truck series, Ty Majeski.
Time of Jess. That's a good one too. It'd be funny if you picked Jake Garcia because I just picked Jake Garcia. It's like I'm just gonna. Basically, it was the second truck race I watched last year. It was his first race, and he finished top 10. And I'm like, I'm going to be a fan of yours.
Rajah Kruth also has swag and aura, so I'm.
Yeah, he's just not going to win a championship though.
He's got a Hendrick Car sponsor this year, and I think he's full time in the truck. So
yeah, it'd be interesting to see how Spire does taking over for Kyle Busch. How well they do, like, because they could put together like a dominant truck team, which would be interesting. I'm not going to do it on this, but do you think on the Thursday show we could do like a diecast corner?
Oh, we are now doing a Thursday show. This is a twice a week vehicle.
I figured. Well, I mean, we don't have to do we could just interview people or just anybody.
We can do that. If you want to show off your cars, go ahead. Do I have anything?
I'll just pull one off the shelf for now.
I'll get one.
I have a Mike Wallace truck.
Oh boy, it's falling apart back there. I have a the right wheel is missing. The right front tire is missing.
Which is that Carrie Earnhardt?
This is Carrie Earnhardt. For when he ran that one race. When he ran that one race at Talladega. Back in I don't know when. 07, 06, I don't know.
It's very funny that this is the first diecast corner because I want to show you something. Because not all mine are right behind me. I probably have like 10 behind me. Uh-huh. Take a look at that.
No way!
I got it at the flea market.
This is one of my favorites.
Speaking to the mic.
This is one of my favorites, but Junior wrecked in this. When all the DEI cars went all black at Talladega, Paul Menard, Martin Truex Jr. I actually have somewhere. I bought like a piece of the car that hit the wall, and it's framed and that's somewhere. There you go. Those are my two. I have more, but I'll save it for next.
Got Mike Wallace truck. When trucks looked like the Cup schemes, like Jeff Burton had the 99 car and then the 99 truck, and obviously Mike Skinner, like that was trucks at its top. I know everyone's like asking for the truck series to like change with like the old guys and stuff. One, it'd be nice if like some of the old guys came back and raced here and there, like Mike Skinner and Ron Hornaday and shit. I know Jay Sauter raced in Daytona, but it'd also be better if like Matt Crafton, who is the elder statesman, didn't just like beat the shit out of Nick Sanchez for what reason we don't know. I was happy to see Nick Sanchez win in the truck race because it was nice. Like, hey, I think you've got talent, and Matt Crafton bloodied the fuck out of you, and none of us know why. So,
I just realized the trunk doesn't lift up on Carrie Earnhardt.
That's okay. Carrie Earnhart will understand.
But it lifts up everywhere else.
Yeah, so maybe I'll do a diecast a week.
I got some. I have a lot in storage too. I have a lot of signed stuff in storage. I also have a lot of NHRA stuff, like John Force signed stuff and Ashley Force, Courtney Force, Tony Schumacher.
Do you think diecast unboxings would do well as like their own YouTube videos?
I think people like that.
I like it. There's this great wall of diecast page on Instagram, and every win, he has like an all-time win. So like William Byron won, so he just like, he was tied with whatever these, so he just moves him up and those guys back. Also, it's like an all-time Daytona 500 victory. So, all right, that's episode 2 of Racing Radio. We'll be back Monday after Atlanta. You know, a good prompt for, so we're not skipping this off of other podcasts because they're probably going to talk about it too. Do you like going Daytona Atlanta back to back to start the season? So that could be a nice prompt for Monday's show. So
depends what Atlanta looks like. Atlanta could look drastically different.
I thought their last race was great. Obviously, they were racing the rain a little bit, but it was a great race. All right, that's episode 2 of Racing Radio, and let's go racing. Actually, no. Who's your pick for this week?
Oh, you can't
throw. I'm going Keselowski. I picked him to make the championship 4. He ran strong at Atlanta. Almost beat Logano last year. I'm going Keselowski for Atlanta.
Give me. It has to be somebody that makes the chase for me, right? Give me Toyota Denny Hamlin.
Okay, Denny Hamlin. Justin picks Denny Hamlin. You know what? That's, if we correctly, should we do it where you can only pick that driver one time, though?
No.
Okay, but if you correctly pick him, you can't pick him for the rest of the year. How about that?
That's fair.
Okay, and that adds 1 point to the thing. Let me add that.
Denny Hamlin.
Winners.
I was gonna say Bubba Wallace because it's like a. It also could not be a restrictor plate track. Like I'm really excited to see because there's some people talking about how the grip of Atlanta, it gets worse every year because the track condition goes from like hot to cold and.
It's gonna have to. I mean, they're gonna have to draft. But the term they used last year is like, it's like old Daytona.
They could space out a little bit this year. That's
a little bit, but it's still gonna be drafting.
Something to keep an eye out.
All right, something. We'll see. We'll see who what happens. All right, that's an episode. Let's go racing.
Let's go racing.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.